Step by step, I walked forward until the devilfish was in the deep water close to the cave. He was so close that I had to stop, even if the sinew broke and I lost him. I therefore braced myself and did not move. The sinew stretched, throwing off drops of water. I could hear it stretch, and I was sure it would break. I did not feel it cutting into my hands, though they bled. The pull suddenly lessened, and I was sure that he was gone. But the next instant, I saw the string cutting the water in a wide circle. He was swimming off from the cave in the reef towards some rocks that were about twice the length of the string away. He would be safe there, too, for among them were many places to hide. I pulled in half the string while he was moving toward the rocks, but soon had to let it out. It grew tight and again began to stretch. The water here was only a little over my waist, and I let myself down over the reef. There was a sandbar not far from the rocks, and stepping carefully on the bottom, which was full of holes, I slowly made my way toward it. Rontu swam along by my side. I reached the sandbar before the devilfish could hide himself in the rocks. The string held, and he turned about and once more swam toward the cave. Twice again he did this. Each time, I took in some of the string. The third time, as he came up into the shallow water, I walked backward across the sandbar so he would not see me and pulled on the string with all my strength. The giant slid up on the sand. He lay with his arms spread out, partly in the water, and I thought he was dead. Then I saw his eyes moving. Before I could shout a warning, Rontu had rushed forward and seized him, but the devilfish was too heavy to lift or shake. As Rontu's jaws sought another hold, three of the many arms wound themselves around his neck. Devilfish are only dangerous when in the water where they can fasten themselves to you with their long arms. These arms have rows of suckers underneath them, and they can drag you under and hold you there until you drown. But even on land, the devilfish can injure you, for he is strong and does not die quickly. The giant was flailing his arms, struggling to get back into the water. Little by little, he was dragging Rontu with him. I could no longer use the string because it was wound around Rontu's legs. The whalebone knife I used for prying abalones from the rocks was tied to a thong at my waist. The blade was thick at the point, but had a sharp edge. I dropped the coils of string and unfastened the knife as I ran. I ran past the devilfish and got between him and the deep water. So many of his arms were flailing that it was useless to cut any one of them. One struck me on the leg and burned like a whip. Another, which Rontu had chewed off, lay wriggling at the edge of the water as if it were looking for something to fasten onto. The head rose out of the twisting arms like a giant stalk. The gold eyes with their black rims were fixed on me. Above the sounds of the waves and the water splashing and Rontu's barking, I could hear the snapping of his beak, which was sharper than the knife I held in my hand. I drove the knife down into his body, and as I did this, I was suddenly covered, or so it seemed, with a countless number of leeches sucking at my skin. Fortunately, one hand was free, the hand that held the knife, and again I struck down through the tough hide. The suckers, which were fastened to me and pained greatly, lessened their hold. Slowly, the arm stopped moving and then grew limp. I tried to drag the devilfish out of the water, but my strength was gone. I did not even go back to the reef for my canoe, though I did take the shaft and the head of the spear, which had cost me much labor, in the sinew line. It was night before Rontu and I got back to the house. Rontu had a gash on his nose from the giant's beak, and I had many cuts and bruises. I saw two more giant devilfish along the reef that summer, but I did not try to spear them.